Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 127 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Got a good show for everybody today. Short show, but it doesn't mean it's any less good. So we'll go ahead and start this short show off by jumping into the breakdown. Breakdown is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. Let's go ahead and start the breakdown off with some American Raptors news. So there's two guys on the move this week. Jalen Robinson has moved on from the Raptors, and prop Pono Davis has signed to play with the Houston Sabercats MLR this upcoming season. And I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about Jalen a little bit, because as I digested the news, I think I can honestly say that Jalen was arguably one of the most important players for this program. I know this program's only a year and some change old, but I think Jalen is one of the most important players for this program for a couple of different reasons. If you remember, like, Jalen was the first player I interviewed for this show from this new crossover initiative right before he came in for the camp in November of 2020. And everybody I talked to, and Jalen himself, he just took it so seriously from the very beginning. This wasn't ever, let's go, you know, mess around. They're paying me to go. You know, I don't really want to play rugby. That's not the case. Jalen, from the very beginning, took this as seriously as possible. When he came in, he looked like he had been throwing lineouts forever, just the way he's been practicing. And that's something you got to appreciate about people like this, because those are the people that make this program what it is. They came in, they didn't mess around, took it seriously from the jump. And if you remember, he was the first true crossover athlete to sign an MLR contract when he landed with the Giltinis last May in 2021. Because if you remember, Ma'ake Moody signed before Jalen did, but Ma'ake had some prior rugby experience, you know, before linking up with the Exos. And Ma'ake was actually supposed to go to Dallas to play with the Jackals on a developmental contract. So Jalen was the first true crossover athlete to sign an MLR contract. He had just started playing rugby 6 months earlier, landed on the Giltinis, got some good minutes in the regular season. He played the last few matches, and ultimately got himself a championship ring. So that's significant. That's what I say when I talk about, you know, he's one of the most important players in the program, because he was the first guy to make the jump. There's a lot of guys after him, and there still is going to be some more guys, but he was kind of the first person that showed that this is real, this is possible, he's living proof. So I just wanted to make sure I talked about that for a little bit. And I know I tweeted this the other day, but he seriously laid some of the biggest hit I've ever seen. It was very dangerous with ball in hand as well. And people were talking about that. Like, you don't see guys like Jalen move that quick. They're not supposed to move that quickly. So tackling a guy like that is not fun. But he was, you know, devastating when he laid hits. Like I said, some of the hardest hits I've ever seen. Just a nice guy too, just all around good guy. I liked every interaction I had with him, and I hope it's not the end for him. I hope he continues to play. Hopefully he's just using this year as just kind of heal up, reassess, and I hope I see him playing rugby again soon, because he's got a bright future. And when you look, he's only 26, so he's still got a lot of rugby ahead of him if that's what he wants to do. So wanted to make sure I talk about Jalen a little bit, because that is a significant loss for the Raptors. But I'm excited to see who else comes in. Like I said, the team reports next week, so we're going to meet the team. I'm going to get meet all these different new guys and learn about guys that have come from different places and different sports. And I've heard from a couple of different people, there's a lot of guys coming in that they're excited about. So it's going to be fun. Looking forward to the spring. Did want to touch on Pono Davis here as well. I know I did a little bit at the beginning, but Houston Sabercats announced that they signed Pono Davis, former lineman at SMU, played some football. He was on the Raptors tour to Uruguay. And if I'm not mistaken, only played rugby here for a couple of months. I know he linked up with the Raptors after the spring season, was here for all the fall, then went to Uruguay. So it's good to see him make the jump to MLR as well. Wishing Pono nothing but the best of luck, and going to be fun to watch him. It's a lot of Raptors boys down in Texas, so we're going to have to pay attention to the Texas teams this year. I think that does it for the Raptor stuff. Like I said, looking forward to meeting the team. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to spring. Should be a good spring. Moving to some USA Rugby stuff. Next leg of the HSBC World Rugby 7 Series returns this weekend as the Eagles are in Seville. Congrats to the women for winning the Malaga tournament. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too bad, but just like mouth went haywire right there. This is another chance to see David Still light it up. Played really well last weekend, scored a couple of tries, trucked a few people. So it's fun to see him excelling on the world stage. He's going to be a household name here soon. And we'll talk a little bit more about the tournament and all the rugby you could watch this weekend. But that's something to keep your eyes peeled for. Moving into Major League Rugby, we got a couple pieces I wanted to touch on. And again, it goes back to Rugby ATL. So we're just over a week away from the regular season. This week wasn't too crazy, but last week was. So it's been a lot that's happened in Atlanta since last week. And if you remember, I talk about quite a bit of it on last week's show. But so we'll go over the bullet points. So Scott Lawrence is gone. Then after that, they released a very vague statement about suspending a player for violating the league's personal conduct policy. That was all on the same day. That was last Thursday. So it was a tough day for Rugby ATL. And then today, I'm recording this on Thursday about noon. They announced that they promoted Steve Brett to head coach. Steve was on Pete Borlase's staff with the Raptors back in the COVID-shortened 2020 MLR season, the infamous season. So I got to had a few interactions with Steve. Always very nice. I'm excited to see what he does down there. He's been with Rugby ATL. This is his second year. He was down there last year as well. So wishing Steve nothing but the best of luck. And hopefully he can pick up right where Rugby ATL left off. And then I wanted to touch on this tweet I saw from Pat Clifton. He was talking about the sale, the change in ownership of Rugby ATL. And he said, Global Rugby Ventures, the venture capital firm headed by Free Jacks owner Eric Anderson, is now the majority shareholder of Rugby ATL. That gives Gilchrist 2 votes out west and Anderson 2 votes back east. This is MLR's biggest, realist rivalry. So just kind of an interesting thing as we get a better understanding on the landscape of the league. Something to keep an eye on for sure. So as another breakdown, we'll go ahead and transition into all the rugby you could watch this weekend. Got some Major League Rugby preseason fixtures. Again, not sure if there's anywhere we can watch this. I know last week, as usually the case, a few streams pop up right at the last minute. Teams, you know, manage to figure out how to do it and put it on. So I'm sure that will be the case again this weekend, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Like I talked about before, we got the HSBC World 7 Series continuing this weekend. Didn't do my job, did not do the due diligence to look up when the USA plays. I'm sorry. So hopefully you just have Peacock rolling this weekend. It'll be on all weekend. So make sure you do that. It all will start on Friday. So get your Peacock subscription. Make sure it's up to date. And just leave that rolling on your computer and your TV while you're at work or you're working on your chores this weekend. That'll be the way to do it. Premiership Rugby, we've got Bath versus Harlequins on Friday, 11:45 a.m. Warriors versus Saints on Saturday at 8 a.m. Irish versus Chiefs on Saturday at 8 a.m. Falcons versus Gloucester on Saturday at 8 a.m. Sharks versus Tigers on Sunday at 8 a.m. And then we'll close out with Wasps versus Saracens on Sunday at 8 a.m. Catch all of these matches on Peacock as well. We've got Wasps SC Ladies versus Exeter Chiefs Women on Saturday at 5:30 a.m. Loughborough Lightning versus DMP Durham Sharks on Saturday at 7 a.m. Saracens Women versus Worcester Warriors Women on Saturday at 7 a.m. Harlequins Women versus Gloucester Harpury Women's RFC on Saturday at 8 a.m. And then last but certainly not least, we have Sail Sharks Women versus Bristol Bears Women on Sunday at 7 a.m. You can catch all of those matches on Premier15s.com. That's Premier15s.com. And then we've got Japan Rugby League 1. So there should be two matches on the Rugby Network this week, as there has been all season. But I can't find which ones they're showing. Doesn't look like they've updated it yet. So if you're looking forward to that, I think they're usually like 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. And you can watch those on the rugbynetwork.com. It's free. Just sign up with your email address and you got access to all that good rugby content. I think that does it for all the rugby you can watch this weekend. So again, moving to the interview portion of the show now. This interview with American Raptors head coach Paul Emmerich is brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So I had the chance to catch up with Paul Emmerich a little bit earlier. It was good talking to Paul. Just wanted to. Paul's been on the show before. If you've been listening for a while, I believe he was on, like around the fall of 2020. So this one, I just mainly wanted to get him on and ask him, you know, his philosophy on coaching and what he sees for the team, and just a little bit about that. So just kind of the approach he's going to take as the team shows up next week. Good chat. I enjoyed chatting with Paul, and I hope everybody does as well. So with that, we'll go ahead and kick it to my conversation with American Raptors head coach Paul Emmerich. All right, now I'm excited to welcome back onto the show, Paul Emmerich, second time on the show, new American Raptors head coach. So, Paul, first question I want to ask you is just how's it going?
Good, thanks, Colton.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming back on. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Obviously, a lot has changed since the last time I talked to you, so we'll jump into it now. So, first question I got is just, are you all settled in? I know you've been here for a little over a month now. Have you been getting settled in okay?
Yeah, I've been settling into Colorado great. Been got an opportunity to go snowboarding a few
Nice.
times, and a few times I hike in the mountains. So, we're looking at the beginning of the season here, Feb 1st.
Yeah.
So ready to get to work.
It's come quick. It's come quick. I know, like, it's crazy. It's already February. I feel like I say that every year, but it does seem like it gets a little bit shorter. So what have kind of been the first few orders of business for you as you get your feet under you?
Well, getting organized and then just prepping how we're gonna first 6 weeks of preseason are gonna go. We're getting our schedule filled with some good games and we're wrapping up recruiting and there'll still be some recruiting going on during throughout the whole season. But wrapping all those up and they're looking pretty good. So we're
Nice.
excited.
How big of a change has recruiting been for you? I know, like, being involved in rugby for as long as you have, you're always kind of recruiting people, right? So is it any different now that, like, kind of in this situation?
Well, yeah, so I'm accessing a different network,
Yeah.
and that would be my network of people who are already involved. Some S&C coaches have
Yeah.
involved in universities and some old teammates and stuff who have access to these Division I programs. And then, of course, there's the social media
Yes.
work that we do. But and then just continue to grow your network and try and access everyone. So it's been different, but
Yeah.
enjoyable as well.
Yeah. I know that's what I mean. Just talking to Peter a few times, it seems like a monster. You know, it's like a big thing to implement and undertake. Because when you look at these college programs that have been doing this for literally ever, you know, like to be able to instill this and do this in a year's time and get the results that have come so far has been pretty impressive. So I guess kind of like moving back a little bit is just how did you hear about this opportunity? I guess how did this kind of wind up on your plate?
Well, I've known Mark Balk for a while now, and they came out and played us with Rugby HTX, and I just remember, they had some growing pains as a rugby team, and with everyone being pretty much brand new, it was a close game,
It was
but I
like 2 points or something like that, I think.
It was it was a very close game. But I just remember like holding my breath anytime one of these guys got the ball into space, and I was just like, geez, this would be fun to get involved with. And so I just kept in touch with Mark, and fast forward, here we are.
Nice. I guess kind of being a crossover athlete yourself, this whole idea has to be of some interest to you, right? So I guess like what is the most like interesting thing about this program or something that you're most excited about, like linking up with this program?
It's an opportunity to, when I reflect on my journey, an opportunity to teach some good technique and teach all the things I had to kind of unlearn and relearn when I got to higher levels. When I first started playing rugby, it was very amateur, and it was kind of player slash coach led. And it was a start, and no fault, that's just where I was. But and get these guys on a steep learning curve, because the canvas is there in regards to them being athletes, right? So yeah, it excites me a lot, you know. It's great.
Yeah, and I guess I wanted to go back. You know, you said you saw them obviously up close and personal with Rugby HTX. What did you expect, like, when they were coming down there? Like, had you seen any of the stuff leading up to that? Were you surprised by what you saw?
Well, we shared game film, mm-hmm. And I, you know, recognize absolutely. I told our guys that they're going to have to, you know, man up and tackle some big guys. Right. And I also stress that, you know, we had to, play our pattern and, you know, quote unquote rugby them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause I knew that would be, the rugby IQ and stuff would be a weak point of theirs. But, you know, year two, the guys that, you know, completed that year, they're off and making it to some MLR teams and stuff. And the guys who've stuck around here are, you know, they've learned an incredible amount and have grown an incredible amount, and we'll just keep them on that steep learning curve, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like that. Paul, I wanted to ask you, I saw a quote, I think in the team release, you talked about the mark of a successful program. So could you kind of explain, like, what the mark of a successful program is? And I guess it's kind of, like, shifted, right? Because this isn't a normal program, you know? This isn't, you're not coming in here, like, in an organized competition competing for a championship. So the measurements are going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, you know, obviously we want to win games. But mm-hmm. I think a mark for successful program for us is, you know, sending guys into national programs like David Still. And,
mm-hmm.
I think we're up to like 5 or 6 maybe now that have been picked up, with MLR sides.
Yeah.
You know, once we establish ourselves in a high level competition, then, you know, we'll look to retain those guys. And then,
sure.
You know, I think when you start looking to like year 3, 4 of having a guy in this program and, mm-hmm. and in a good comp, that, you know, you should start looking for some national team appearances.
And just kind of based on, I know you've been around for a month and you've been doing a couple of things here and there, but do you think that's out of the question? Like, you think that's an attainable goal?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to have to be a steep learning curve. And,
for sure.
You know, a lot of our guys are crossing over from football, and it does take a year or two, to change some body profile and some body shape. Right. But you know, from a mark of a good athlete is being able to pick things up quickly. Right.
Yeah.
So we've got, an absolute rock star analysis with Travis and we've got a great staff and a good player to coach ratio. So, you know, we'll have a lot of investment from coaches into the players and just, you know, keep them on the steep learning curve, right?
For sure. So I know, like you said, players report next week, practice gets rolled next week. Is there anybody in particular, you know, a couple guys maybe that you've seen before that you're excited to work with, or a couple of guys that you know are coming in that you're excited to see them try out rugby?
Yeah, Alu is one of the signings that we've had. He's been working out here in the summer. Looking forward to working with him and Mikey and I'm still learning names.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mikey's Grandy. Yeah,
Mikey Grandy. That's my guy.
Yeah, you know, he's been he's looking great.
Yeah,
Trey and. Samu is, you know, looking good. And
awesome.
Line and, you know, they've been working hard in the off season with a lot of skill work and kicking, particularly for backs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just takes time, and they've been putting in the reps. So,
if you would have given me like 100 chances to guess what position Mikey Grandy played in football, I mean, 100's obviously a little bit exaggerated because you could do it in 22, but I never would have guessed that he was offensive lineman. He does not look like. Like, just the way his body is right now, like, I never would have guessed that he was playing, like, tackle.
Yeah, apparently he was much, much heavier.
Yeah. But you used to have the long hair, too, like a rock star. He looks completely different.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's an example of, you know, it's taken a year or, you know, Mikey's on his second year now of changing his body shape to be a rugby player, right?
Right.
So, much different cardio demands from a O lineman and
right.
and rugby.
It's funny too, like even seeing it, like I saw Jalen, when Jalen came in, he said he weighed 60 pounds heavier than what he had finished at, like heading after they got back from Uruguay. And even like looking at Chase Stelling's face, it's thinned out so much. And he's even talked about like, I've lost so much weight. And it's just like, and I know that's one of the things I've talked to a lot of the guys about, is just different, right?
Right.
You're doing like, in football, you're doing a lot of, you know, you're trying to get big, but you're not doing a lot of like distance stuff or endurance stuff. And so that's one of the things I've talked about, is like how the I guess the harder or the different part of the transformation into a rugby player. I guess the last question I have for you, Paul, can you explain your cactus nickname to me?
When I was a player, I suppose I was a little bit of a prickly customer.
Okay.
So that's where the name cactus.
I like that. Does that die with the player? I know a lot when the announcement came out, there's a lot of tossing around of the cactus nickname. We have a new one for when you transition into your coaching role.
You know, I think hopefully I'm not as abrasive as a coach as I was as a player.
No, not in my experience.
I'll still respond to it.
Okay.
It's all in good fun.
We could work on a new one if you'd like. We can get that rolling, put that out there in the universe.
That's all right.
All right, Paul. That's all the questions I have for you, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I'm looking forward to seeing, where you take the program. It's going to be exciting.
All right. Thanks for having me, Colton.
All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that conversation with Paul. I really appreciate him taking the time out of his day to come chat with me a little bit. I know it's a busy week for him with everybody showing up next week and practice getting rolling. So I do appreciate the time that he carved out for me, and I hope everybody enjoyed that as well. Last time I had Paul on, I forgot to put his podcast in the article that usually houses the podcast. And I remember it got a couple shares and I was feeling good about it, but the listens and the downloads were pretty low. And it was because I didn't put it in. I didn't put it in the article. So I'm putting this in the podcast now, show you a little bit how the sausage is made. Hopefully this holds myself accountable, that if you click on this link, you will be able to see the podcast in there and listen to the interview. Otherwise, you're listening to it. It's not going to mean anything to you if I forget to do that. So I'm holding myself accountable by acknowledging that right there. And I hope everybody, like I said, hope everyone enjoyed that interview. We'll go ahead and transition into some required reading. This one is not necessarily about rugby, but there is a tie. So it's entitled Personnel Emergency Action Plan, Save Official's Life at a Bear Creek Basketball Game on ChassaNow.com. I tweeted about this yesterday, but I wanted to make sure I talked about it on the podcast as well. So Ashley Cowan is the athletic trainer at Bear Creek High School, but she's been an athletic trainer for rugby teams around the state for over a decade. She is awesome. She was around when I was playing. She was always taping me up. And I saw this pop across my Twitter feed the other day, but this article talks about how Ashley, you know, she took quick action, saved a high school basketball official's life. He collapsed when his pacemaker quit working. Ashley helped save this man's life. So I wanted to make sure I gave Ashley a shout out because she's awesome. She deserves it. Obviously, there's a person still going through this life because of her. And so I wanted to make sure I talked about that because she is a big part of rugby in my life. And just, I know a lot of people, like if you played rugby in Colorado, I said this, there's a good chance you bumped into her. She's probably stitched you up or you know, taped you up. She's awesome. She's all around. So I will include the link to this article and the article that houses this podcast as well as in the description. So if you're interested, just find the article or find the link, scroll down in your podcast to the description and click on the link. We'll go ahead and close the show out with the loop. So stay tuned for some fun stuff around the MLR season as well as the latest news around the American Raptors as they report back. I'm going to be making a lot of fun content, obviously, with a bunch of the new guys. And then, of course, the guys that have been around for a little bit. The best way to do all that is by following along on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby, @ColtonStrick is my personal if you feel so inclined. Also, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. That really helps, you know, boost us in the algorithm, gets us on those charts. And that does it for the show this week. So thanks so much for listening. Hope everybody had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy all the matches this weekend. I will catch you all back here next week. Please, Cincinnati Bengals, beat the Chiefs.